Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do-it-yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome to Inner Growth Bites, your quick dose of mindset shifts and positive reminders to fuel your personal growth. In just a few minutes, you'll get a powerful insight to help you realign, refocus, and move forward in your day with more intention. Let's get growing. Comparison is a thief of joy. I think that this is a really, really important quote because it is so true. When we find ourselves in comparing mode and we find ourselves matching ourselves up to those around us, it naturally leads to unhappiness and a feeling that is the total opposite of joy. It leads to you feeling a sense of lack in yourself, and it causes you to discount everything that you've done. And I'm not saying I am immune to this, because I definitely fall into comparisonitis and I definitely fall into comparing myself to other people. And it can be really hard to deal with and to think about and to understand. We usually don't compare our lives to the lives of people who are like 10 steps ahead of us. Or like, I don't know, let me just think of an example. Like you probably wouldn't compare your life to Beyonce's life or to the life of a celebrity or someone who is super, super, super famous, unless you are in that same kind of situation. We tend to compare our lives not to those people who are in super different situations than we are. We usually look up to those people and we admire them or we have crushes on them or whatnot, but we compare our lives to the people who are in similar situations to us, like the coworker who you see every day, maybe a friend or someone who has similar interests or similar aspirations, or someone who's doing something in the same field as you, people in our family. Like, we compare to those who are next to us. According to social comparison theory, which is a theory that was developed in 1954 by a psychologist called Leon Festinger, social comparison happens when individuals determine their own social or personal worth, social or personal, based on how they stack up against others. So this is essentially believing that how worthy you are is dependent on how you look compared to others or how you stack up, right? So it's like, oh, if that person is number one and I'm number two, naturally I am less worthy. And that's so false, right? Because naturally our worth is not inherent on anything external of us. And that's something that maybe we've gotten confused about over time, because society does kind of condition us to think that way. You know, even in school, like grades wise, for example, like whoever gets the best grades receives the most praise. And naturally you come to believe that you only receive praise when you perform, for example, or things like that. Society kind of does condition us to think this way, or even our parents or teachers or whatnot. But that could not be farther from the truth, because our worth does not come from anything external of us. It comes from what's internal. It comes from who we are, how we show up, how we treat other people, how we think of ourselves. You are worthy when you decide you are. No one will decide your worth for you. Something you achieve will not determine that. Someone else's praise will not determine that. Of course, receiving compliments feels great, but that should not be the root of your worth. That is not the root of your worth. And when we start getting in this comparison mode, it comes a lot of the times from this, right? From looking at what other people who are usually similar to us or in a similar standing are doing and are a little bit better maybe than us at that one thing. When we start comparing our life to someone else's, it brings up a lot of feelings of lack. So it makes us feel like there's things that are missing. it causes us to think about everything that we're doing wrong, everything that we're not achieving, everything that we're behind on, quote unquote. But it also causes you to lose sight of everything that is going right in your life, everything that you are doing. So usually it comes from a lack of gratitude and a reflection on your part to look at everything that is going well and to reflect on it and to think about it and to be grateful for how you're showing up and to be grateful for everything that you are doing and everything you did accomplish. Even if it wasn't what that other person did, you still accomplished something. You still are doing something. So it causes us to lose sight of that when we compare. And usually, you know, even if someone else is doing so well in an area of life we wish we were doing well, maybe we're doing extremely well in an area of life that they are not doing well. So it's not black and white like that. It's not that because one person is doing better than you in one area of life, it means that they do better than you in all areas of life. And it doesn't mean that you are doing terrible in all your areas of life either. So that's another really powerful thing about comparison. So when I find myself stuck in cycles of comparison, I do things that nourish me and that remind me to take care of myself. I think it's important to process the feelings of comparison, so I always recommend talking about it first with someone you trust. And once you process those emotions and feel them fully, let it go and do things that make you feel good. For me, that's putting on music, dancing a bit, going out for food or cooking something, having a little movie night, taking a bath, reading. There's so many things you can do, even going on a walk. These things can make you feel so nourished and remind you of all the abundance that is around you and that you can cultivate for yourself. Instead of comparing ourselves to others, we can start looking to others as inspiration. Switching the mindset from comparing to feeling inspired. When we do that, when we're able to look at someone who has something that maybe we wish we had, and we feel happiness and joy for that person, and we celebrate that person's wins, it instantly puts us in a better place than falling into lack and falling into thinking that we are deficient or not worthy. And even though that's really challenging sometimes, when you start doing that and you start feeling genuine support and just genuinely feeling happy for the people who are achieving the things you want to achieve, that will instantly put you in the right vibration and it will boomerang back to you eventually. When you do achieve that thing, you will feel happiness and you will feel joy, and you can look at what other people have as an opportunity and from a lens of abundance, in the sense of, I can also have that. Just because that person has something that you don't have yet or you haven't achieved yet does not mean you can't, does not mean you won't. You just have to truly want it. And instead of beating yourself up about it because you don't have it, accept where you are and know that you can get there. Just because that person has that thing is proof that you can have it too. That's called abundance mentality.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.